بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to another fiqh segment. Today we're going to discuss the musafir's or the traveler's namaz. Now, we all travel from time to time, and we go on holiday, etc. Some of us do it on a daily basis, in fact, because of work. We might be field technicians, or we might be reps, etc. So a lot of the time we're on the road, and there are certain masail that come into play when a person is a traveler and a musafir. Now, first of all, we must understand when a person becomes a musafir, and the important thing to remember is a person has to travel a distance of 77 kilometers in order to become a musafir. For the laws of musafir or the laws of safar to fall on a person needs to travel a distance of 77 kilometers. Once a person travels the 77 kilometers, and it doesn't need to be in a straight line, etc. Once a person leaves his the boundary of his town, etc., then from there he will count 77 kilometers. And once he has done this, then he will become a musafir. When a person travels this 77 kilometers or more, then he intends to remain at one's destination for less than 15 days, he will also be considered to be a musafir. A person who travels 77 kilometers or more and intends to remain at one's destination for less than 15 days is also a musafir. I will remind you once again that as far as our masail are concerned, the masail that we are discussing, these masail are in accordance with the Hanafi jurisdiction, with the Hanafi fiqh. The Shawafi masail are different when it comes to safar. The amount of days, etc., is all different. Quite a few differences in as far as the musafir's namaz is concerned when it comes to the Shawafi. But like I say, we are discussing the masail of the Ahnaf, the Hanafi masail, and according to the Ahnaf, the Hanafis, a person is a musafir as long as he is traveling or staying at the destination for less than 15 days. So for example, if we're going to Durban and we're going to be staying in Durban for 2 weeks, for the entire 2 weeks that a person will be in Durban, he will be a musafir because he has traveled more than 77 kilometers, of course. And then he remained at his destination for less than 15 days. So he stayed for 2 weeks, 14 days. Then he will be a musafir for the entire period of time. A musafir who intends remaining at his destination for 15 days or more will only be a musafir during his journey. Once he reaches his destination, he will not be a musafir. A musafir who intends remaining at his destination for 15 days or more. So, if a person now decides, okay, I'm going and we're going to stay for 3 weeks, for example, in Durban, and from Durban he's not going to be going anywhere else. He's not going to be going anywhere else. He's going to only be stationed in one place in Durban only for 15 days or more. Then he will be musafir only during his journey, meaning that when he leaves from his home on the way to Durban, on the road on the way to Durban, he will be a musafir. But once he reaches his destination, he will not be a musafir any longer, because now he is going to be staying for 15 days or more. When he's on his return as well, when he leaves Durban and he's coming back, then too he will be a musafir, but on the road only, and not as far as the time that he spends in Durban is concerned. A musafir should make qasr of the Zohar, Asr and Isha only, one must perform two fard in only instead of four rakats. So in the Zohar Salah, Asr Salah and Isha Salah. Now these are the masail that come into play when a person is a musafir. When is he reading Zohar, Asr and Isha? And this only refers to the Fard Salah. Alright. Meaning that the four rakats of Sunnah before Zohar, for example, or the four rakats of Sunnah before Asr, or the four rakats of Sunnah before Isha, there is no qasr in this. That means that he will not cut the four rakats of Zohar Sunnat, the four rakats of Asr Sunnat, the four rakats of Isha Sunnat into two. No. He will only, the qasr and the reduction of rakats will only apply to the fard rakats, the fard salah itself. So in Fajr Salah, fard, there is only two rakats, so that will remain the same. In Zohar Salah, there are four rakats, you will read two rakats. In Asr Salah, there are four rakats, you will read two rakats. In Maghrib Salah, there are three rakats, it will remain three rakats. In Isha Salah, there are four rakats, he will read two rakats. So this is how Qasr will only come into play for Zohar, for the fard rather, of Zohar, Asr and Isha. Qasr, that is the reduction of rakats, will only apply to the fard of Zohar, Asr and Isha. There is no qasr in the fard of Fajr and Maghrib. As we mentioned, the two rakats of Fajr will remain the same, the three rakats of Maghrib will remain the same. Similarly, there is no qasr of Witr, Sunnat or Nafil Salah. Now, in the Witr Salah also, after Isha Namaz, we read the three rakats, Witr Wajib. This will remain the same. If a person chooses to read the Sunnah or Nafil Salat, of these salahs, of the fard salahs, of any of the fard salahs. So if a person now says, you know what, I have time, I would like to read my four rakats sunnat of Zohar. So he will read four rakats sunnat. Then his fard salah, he will read two rakats. And then he can read his other two rakats sunnah after that as well. Or any two rakat nafil, if he so desires. It is preferable that a person tries to read the sunnahs of all these salahs, the sunnat mu'akkadahs especially, even though a person is musafir and does not have to read them, but it is good that a person tries to read them if possible, especially the two rakats of sunnat salah, sunnat mu'akkadah before the fajr salah. This is a highly stressed upon sunnah. In fact, the highest stressed upon sunnah mu'akkadah salah of the day is the two rakats of sunnah before the fajr salah. So there is no qasr in the fard of fajr and maghrib. Similarly, there is no qasr of witr. That means there is no reduction of rakats in witr, sunnah or nafil salah. A musafir who performs his namaz behind a muqim, that is a person who is not a musafir. A muqim is a person who is not a musafir. So for example, if you went from here to Durban, and now you went to one of the masjids, and you are reading your salah behind the imam, the local imam, then he should perform the full four rakats in the Zohar, Asr and Isha Fard. That means if you're following the imam, then you will read the full four rakats. If the imam is a muqim, he is a local person and he's reading four rakats, because you are following the imam now, you will complete and you will read the whole four rakats. You will not cut that four rakats into two. After two rakats, you make salam on your own because you are musafir. No. When you are performing salah behind a muqim, you are now tabi' of that muqim. You have to complete the salah as a four rakat salah in the Zohar, Asr and Isha. Obviously, in the Fajr and in the Maghrib, you are to read two and three rakats respectively in any case. If the imam is a musafir and muqtadi a muqim, that means now if it's the other way around, first the musafir was performing namaz behind the local person. In this case here, the imam himself is a musafir And the muqtadi, meaning the person who is following, is a local person. So what happens then? If the imam is a musafir, is a traveler, and the muqtadi is a local person, the musafir imam should complete his namaz after 2 rakats, and thereafter he must ask the muqim muqtadi to complete his namaz by saying. So he will make salam after 2 rakats. The musafir imam will make salam after 2 rakats, and he will say, if that is obviously, if the muqtadi, the follower, does not know that he is a musafir, then he should just say, complete your namaz, I am a musafir. Complete your namaz, I am a musafir. So the person who is following will now know that he needs to stand up now, and he needs to complete his remaining 2 rakats. Which the masla is, that a person who stands up to complete the 2 rakats after the musafir makes salam, in that 2 rakats he will not read anything. He will stand up, he will not even read Surah Fatiha, he will just stand for a while, for the duration of Surah Fatiha at least, and then he will make a rakat, then he will stand up again, he will not read anything, and again he will complete the 2nd rakat in this way. So this is the way to complete your salah behind a musafir, if you read or ever read behind a musafir. The muqim should stand up and complete the remaining 2 rakats without reciting Surah Fatiha or any other surahs. They should just remain silent in the standing position, perhaps for the duration of the Surah Fatiha, and in this way the namaz will be complete. That brings us to the conclusion of the musafir or the traveler's namaz. Inshallah, next week we will discuss some of the masail regarding the Jum'ah and the Eid Salahs, and thereafter we will move on to the next chapter, inshallah. I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for all of us to understand and to practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. We'll see you next week, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.